We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The terrorist attacks on America on this day in 2001 were remembered all over the Chicago area this morning, including Aurora. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Hard to believe it's already been 18 years.
Aurora Deputy Fire Chief John Gilbert during a touching remembrance outside the fire department headquarters. 9/11 survivor and current Aurora resident Shyla Zarin Anwar told of making her way down from the 38th floor of the first World Trade Tower that was hit and seeing firefighters walking up, reassuring people as they went. Soon after getting to safety, she says, one of the towers came down.
And the first thing that came into my mind was they were going up as we were going down. So I couldn't say it to them, but I wanted to be here to say it to you. Thank you.
In Aurora, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is refuting a Sun-Times story that says she's pushing the firefighters union for major concessions, including pay and staffing.
The mayor said the story is wildly inaccurate and she's personally offended it came out on 9/11. She said she has a good, strong relationship with the firefighters union.
And I have a deep personal respect for firefighters, and I'm disturbed at the inaccuracies in that reporting. I'm not going to get into the details because I'm not going to negotiate in public, but I sent a message loud and clear that we stand with our firefighters and we're going to negotiate a fair contract for them.
The mayor spoke just after being surrounded by firefighters at a 9/11 commemoration. In the River North neighborhood, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Marion Central Catholic High School in Woodstock is closed again today. The shutdown is the result of a lightning strike Monday afternoon that caused a chimney to explode, sending debris falling to the roof and causing what officials say is extensive damage. Authorities say water leaked through the roof into the building and caused the damage inside. There's no word yet on when classes will resume. A Crystal Lake woman is now facing charges in connection with a hit-and-run accident that left a man dead and a woman seriously hurt last night. Police say the car, driven by 53-year-old Carolyn Terrell, struck a man driving a motorcycle and his passenger at the intersection of Virginia Road and Berkshire Drive in Crystal Lake. Terrell allegedly left the scene and was arrested 15 minutes later. The motorcycle driver was pronounced dead after being taken to a hospital. His passenger is reported in serious condition. Chicago police are warning residents in the Holman Square neighborhood about a series of thefts.
Investigators say there have been at least four incidents in recent days involving the sale of electronic devices. In each case, the suspect made arrangements to buy a cell phone or other device from someone they got in contact with via social media. When they met, the suspect took the property from the person without paying and ran off. The meetings all happened in the 3200 block of West Lexington Street on August 25th, September 6th, and the 7th. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A newborn infant is said to be doing well after being dropped off in a safe haven box in Hammond last Friday. The Post-Tribune reports the child was found in the box at Franciscan Health Hospital in Hammond. A hospital spokesman says the emergency department and security personnel were notified by an alarm as soon as the infant was placed in the box, and she was being cared for 90 seconds later. The DuPage County Board is expected to take up the issue of recreational marijuana sales in unincorporated areas. The Daily Herald reports the board heard nearly 3 hours of comments on the issue yesterday. Chairman Dan Cronin directed staff members to prepare three resolutions for consideration at their next meeting on October 8th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.